the model that works best internationally has been an independent practitioner model, which means that the doctor is responsible and has the autonomy to look after the patient in whatever way he wants. Now, an employed GP would be a change in that, so therefore it would be a lesser model of general practice. But I think the important thing is to, rather than just to have this generic answer to any time there's difficulty getting GPs, is to solve the reason why a GP will not go into an area. And that usually is because it's a rural or it's a socially deprived area, that there's isolation for the general practitioner, there aren't enough supports to support the doctor from working in that area, but more importantly, that they may not be able to get out of hours. So I think rather than use a model which is proven to be not as good as the model that we have, it's better to actually think laterally and figure out ways that we can get the normal general practice that we're also used to employed in that area. But that will take planning, supports, different ways of actually working. So therefore, I think it would be interesting to see how when they put bones on the skeleton of this, you'll probably find more and more problems. But it sounds like a good answer to a difficult question at the present moment.
So, Doctor, it'd be fair to say, it certainly sounds good in theory. It likes what they're trying to address here. But as you clearly pointed out there, that there are issues in rural areas, and there's issues as to why that there are a shortage of family doctors available. And perhaps that's what needs to be addressed directly rather than just putting a scheme in place to kind of encourage people to go to these areas.
I would agree completely. I think it's much better to have the system of general practice, which when we have enough GPs and access to general practice is good. We all know that we have an excellent GP service in Ireland. Now that has been getting frayed at the edges generally, but particularly in areas such as rural general practice. So this cure-all, we'll employ a doctor is not the way to go. The way to go is to look at the problem as to why general practice is having difficulty in Ireland and cure that so that the independent model can be retained.